And he tries to put the best spin on this. There just isn't much positive spin, though, that you can do. I mean, it's really sad. And today has been a very difficult day for me personally. I mean, it really honestly has. There isn't really a good way to spin it, what happened today. And the president, I mean, I appreciate his pathos and, you know, his sadness. And that's all well and good, but the fact is he screwed this up. And for the first time in the last, gosh, well, since they did this with Trump, but now there's talk of impeachment of this president. Sam Brown calls it dereliction of duty. I think that would be grounds for impeachment. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Tomorrow is Friday. That means the Friday song. I get all goosebumpy when we start doing the Friday song because that means it's the weekend. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. At a press conference at the White House, President Biden says this was a, quote, tough day in Afghanistan, following the deaths of at least 13 U.S. troops and dozens of Afghan citizens.
A tough day. This evening in Kabul, as you all know, terrorists attacked.
SRN News military analyst Robert McGinnis says there needs to be a reordering of priorities by Mr. Biden.
His first obligation as commander-in-chief is to protect the American people, and he better start thinking about that first and set aside some of the political ideas that he seems to be favoring.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is accusing Democrats of plotting what he calls a complete assault on the U.S. economy. Bob Agnew reports.
McConnell told a Kentucky Farm Bureau event Democrats are taking direct aim at every component of the U.S. economy, an economy he says was the most productive in 50 years under President Trump before the COVID-19 pandemic hit. He calls a Democrat spending bill that passed the House this week, quote, a $3.5 to $5 trillion tax increase on every productive part of society. McConnell says Democrat spending has led to inflation and a nationwide labor shortage. Bob Agnew reporting.
A depression in the Caribbean has strengthened into a tropical storm, and it's forecast to be a major hurricane by the time it reaches the U.S. Gulf Coast over the next several days. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Tropical Storm Ida was blowing about 100 miles west of Negril, Jamaica, and about 130 miles southeast of Grand Cayman late Thursday afternoon. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. Both the Cuban and Cayman governments have issued tropical storm warnings. A down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 192 points, the Nasdaq lower by 96, the S&P declined 26, and oil down to $67.42 a barrel. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's 5:04. This is a KMCQ News Flash powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, they may have taken a break for a month, but the Oakland A's officials are back here in Southern Nevada through tomorrow to continue their search for a location for a Major League Baseball stadium. This visit is the fifth by team officials as they explore options on possibly moving the team here from Oakland. The trip includes more site searches, as the list of potential sites has actually grown past 20. The team reportedly has interest in the site on Las Vegas Boulevard in Warm Springs. That's near the planned Brightline West high-speed train station. Previous visits have included site visits in Henderson, the Las Vegas Strip, downtown Las Vegas, and in Summerlin. The Southern Nevada rental market continues to be red hot, with the website Zillow.com reporting the typical rental price for a Las Vegas area home jumping up nearly 23% since July of last year to more than $1,600 per month. The national increase was just more than 9%. Southern Nevada's rent growth rate was the second fastest of the 50 cities measured in that report, behind only Phoenix, at more than a 23% rate of growth for rents.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
You're really backed up on the downtown freeways right now. Bumper to bumper into the Spaghetti Bowl, US 95 southbound at Valley View. Only two out of four lanes available there. 515 eastbound at Main Street. Same thing with 515 westbound at Eastern. That construction will continue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We are still looking for answers to why 13 members of the U.S. military had to lose their lives in Kabul at the airport. And what's going to happen to ISIS-K? The president has gone on record to say we will go after them and we will make them pay. We'll find out what that means. Joining us now is General Thomas Spohr. He's the director of the Heritage Foundation Center for National Defense, a former lieutenant general in the U.S. Army. He served 36 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you. General Spohr, first of all, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Your reaction to what you saw and heard earlier today, not only in the streets of Kabul, the explosions, but also the president's speech to the nation this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for having me on. This is a really hard and somber day for America today, and what we saw on TV is something that you really never want to see as a nation, and I didn't think for those that were looking for answers or reassurance from the president this afternoon when he spoke, I at least didn't find it. I thought his remarks were kind of, the president seemed like he was beat down, and he seemed like he was wandering, and so I came away from that with more questions than I had when I started it.
One of the things we've learned is that the Biden administration, the SecDef, the Secretary of State, they all knew that ISIS-K was looking at the airport and was looking to do harm. My question is, if we knew that, how did we let it happen?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think there's going to have to be a lot of question and answer on this kind of thing. I think, you know, it's funny, in the speech, the president said, hey, I'm willing to give the commanders on the ground anything they need. The dilemma is that he wasn't willing to listen to them 2-3 weeks ago. He's willing to listen to them now, and at this point, it's, you know, we're in a game and we're down 7 touchdowns or something like that, and so it's a little late to now offer the Americans, the U.S. commanders, what they need. They're in a horrible situation at this airport, essentially surrounded like Fort Apache, the Bronx, with hostile forces, you know, 3 or 4 feet on the other side of the gate is a position you never want to put Americans in. And so I think we're all going to have questions, and hopefully we get to the bottom of this soon.
Let me ask you, General. The president said, whatever the generals need, I will give them. The question is there anything they could give him that would allow them to clear the streets out in front of the airport and to create a larger ring of security like we had, for instance, the Green Zone in Iraq? Is there any way we could do that, and we could do that sometime before Tuesday?
No, I don't think so. We'd need to get, you know, we're restricted to flying people in, and so that's airplanes, and this is a one-runway kind of airport, not even as big as, you know, Las Vegas International, and so you're restricted on how many planes you can get in and out. And so we, to do what you described, which is in fact necessary, we need a security perimeter that is not just the airport walls, but we need to push out and get more distance. We would need thousands more American soldiers and Marines there, and that's all very possible, but it couldn't get done by Tuesday.
Again, General Thomas Spohr joining us, director of the Heritage Foundation's Center for National Defense, the former lieutenant general, served in the U.S. Army, served 36 years. Did you ever serve in Afghanistan?
I did not. I served in Iraq, and in fact, I was in charge of the withdrawal from U.S. forces from Iraq back in 2011, so not the same as Afghanistan by any means, but similar in some respects.
Well, then that brings us to a really interesting question. Next Tuesday, who's going to be on that last flight out?
Theoretically, if it's done right, it should be the most lethal forces that we have, along with the commander. The commander, and it'll probably be done this right, be done this way, and that is the commander of whoever's in charge there. Plus, whatever he can fit on that last plane will step on that plane and get out of there. And probably at that same exact moment, we will see evil thugs and terrorists rushing the gate kind of thing. So it'll be just like in the movies where things are blowing up and things are going to hell just as that last flight is leaving.
Do you think we can execute this this exit without having the last group shot out of the sky or blowing up the runway, doing stuff like that?
I think the military, the force we have there is pretty competent, and they know what they're up against now. So they will have, they will maintain, you know, air support. There'll be fighter aircraft circling the airfield, maybe even helicopters. I think they'll bring enough force to make sure that they can get away without suffering casualties. You know, the dilemma is they talk about continuing to bring friendly U.S. citizens into the airport and maybe even Afghans. And, you know, as General McKenzie, the commander of Central Command, talked about today, anytime that you have to have a gate open and you have to be admitting people into the airport, you are at risk because you're dealing with Afghans right up close, looking them at the eye. And when you do that, there's always the chance of this suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest.
Were we wrong to trust the Taliban? And by the way, the Taliban and ISIS-K, they don't get along very well. But were we wrong to trust the Taliban to give us security there at the airport?
Yes. I mean, the Taliban have the blood of thousands of U.S. service members on their hands. These are murderers. These are terrorists. I mean, it's only in the last 2 weeks that we decided that these are people we can deal with. I don't know where that has come from. So, yeah, we should not have counted on them to do anything. And, to some degree, the military was put in this untenable position by having this airport right in the middle of the city without any ability to, or they didn't have the number of forces they need to get out of the airport and set up security further out. And so to some degree, because of the decisions that were made just to get to this point, they were kind of almost forced to rely to some degree on the Taliban, which is unfortunate.
Why did we give up Bagram? I mean, it's a big, huge, I believe it's Russian-built Air Force base, which would have been perfect to defend, but yet now we don't have it. And by the way, can we get it back?
We could easily get it back. That's something that, you know, I was part of the 82nd Airborne Division in the Army, and that was what they practiced, was taking airfields away. And so we could certainly get it back if we wanted to. We would not, you know, it would not, we'd probably, it's risky. I mean, we'd lose some lives, but we could easily get that back from the Taliban. We gave it up, I think, because there was this predetermined arbitrary deadline where we wanted to be out of Afghanistan. And in order to hold Bagram Air Force Base, which, like as you indicated, is a massive old Soviet air base, would have taken 3,000 or 4,000 troops to legitimately hold that place, and that didn't fit with the timeline that the Biden administration laid out. They wanted to be at essentially zero people on the ground around now, and so they gave it up because they felt like they had to. But again, all these timelines about when we had to be out of Afghanistan are all arbitrary. They just came out of the White House in terms of what they wanted. There was none of this is written down anywhere.
That's absolutely incredible. Again, joining us, General Thomas Spohr. I want to ask you about what lies ahead. Can you look in your crystal ball? Tell me what you see for Afghanistan within the next 6 months.
I wish I could be more optimistic, but obviously when the U.S. leaves there, maybe next Tuesday, the Taliban will take complete control of everything, including the airport. People that are friendly in the United States, any U.S. citizens that might be left behind, and I hope that number is zero, and any Afghans that maybe possess a special immigrant visa or were friends to us. I don't know how they get out of that country. The Taliban will be standing there at passport control and deciding who comes in and who goes to that country, and I doubt they'll let anybody of that category out. And so we got that. We got probably the resurgence of terrorism, ISIS-K, Al-Qaeda, Taliban, all three are terrorist groups, probably some others as well. I don't see much reason why they would not start to reconstitute their terrorist efforts. And despite what you hear from the administration, our ability, the United States' ability to influence what goes on in Afghanistan will be way, way less than it has been. We will be relying on aircraft flying up from the Persian Gulf. You know, that's a 3 or 4 hour flight, or maybe from Qatar, again, 3 or 4 hours away, and they don't have all that much time on the ground. And even if they had plenty of time in the air, it's difficult to tell who to drop a bomb on, quite frankly. When you have no human intelligence on the ground telling you, you know, what's going on, it's difficult to isolate the good guys from the bad.
What about the $83 billion, with a B, $83 billion in equipment? Somebody tell me why we haven't destroyed all of that stuff. Are we just going to leave choppers and aircraft, a whole Air Force full of stuff to the Taliban?
Kevin, I think we had destroyed some of it, not very much of it, though. And frankly, the aircraft that we left, although they're going to use it as propaganda and symbols and stuff like that, the Taliban won't be able to fly it, really. And even if they could fly it, even if they found somebody capable of flying one of these Black Hawk helicopters or one of these fixed wing, maybe they could fly it, but they sure can't maintain it. I mean, it takes pretty sophisticated mechanics in the U.S. Army and in the Marine Corps to keep these planes flying. And that's gonna go away very quickly. So they may get a couple of flights out of it if they're lucky, but after that, these are going to break, and they're just going to sit there. So I'm not worried about the aircraft. What's a tragedy is the fact that they've got so many weapons, so many vehicles, so many armored Humvees and night vision goggles and the best weapons that the United States can make, like the M4 carbine and the M16A4. They got all that, and there's no way for us to get that back now.
Is there anything we could have done to destroy that stuff?
I don't think so. Well, I mean, we could have...
A hand grenade.
The dilemma was, it was all in the hands of the Afghan army. And so when the Afghan army started to collapse, you know, the U.S. forces were not there. They had already been scaled back to just, you know, a handful of people. And so they had no ability to get to this stuff. I mean, as always in these kinds of things, that it was the decisions that came before that, you know, to pull out the contractor logistical support that really kind of foreshadowed the fall of the Afghan army.
I tell you what, the after action stuff on this is going to be horrific. I mean, people are going to cringe when they put this all together, whether it's 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, a year, to figure out what happened in Afghanistan. General, thank you so much. I really appreciate your expertise. If folks want to know more about what you're working on there at the Heritage Foundation's Center for National Defense, where can they go?
Yeah. Kevin, if they go to heritage.org and look up defense, they'll find a whole wealth of stuff we've been writing on Afghanistan and other things about the U.S. military. So that's a great resource for anyone.
General, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Thanks for your service to our country. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
Sounds great.
There you go. General Thomas Spohr, 36 years in the U.S. Army, former lieutenant general in the Army. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Here in Nevada, good health care can be hard to come by. Many of us rely on getting the right prescription drugs. Imagine, your doctor prescribes you the medicine they think will work best for you. But then the government steps in and says no. DC liberals are pushing a plan to allow the government to limit which drugs patients have access to, giving the government a bigger say in your health care than your own personal doctor. Who do you want making your health care decisions? You and your doctor, or government bureaucrats? Senator Catherine Cortez Masto just voted for a budget that could put bureaucrats in charge of your medications. Call Senator Catherine Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542 and tell her to oppose any changes to Medicare or other programs that would limit access to prescription drugs. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. Good to have you with us. Let's go to the phones. Go to Bob. Bob, you're up. You're on Live and Local. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'll tell you, there's almost never been a time that I've wanted to talk to you on the radio as much as today. Here's the situation. By the way, nice interview with Sam Brown.
Yes, isn't he great?
Yes, and he's going to give Masto a run for her money. The way she votes along with Schumer and Biden and everything, it's just sickening. All right, listen, Kevin. In my days in law enforcement, federal, you're... We used to say you're only as good as your intelligence. And the problem is we're having now is it's almost like the point of being a joke. And I'm really concerned about the next year and a half until we can get control of this president, whoever it is, whether it's Biden or Harris or whatever. I'm just disgusted, and I'm really concerned. These 13 veterans that lost their lives, Kevin, I just fear for the future. Our intelligence is pathetic. We don't know what we're doing. We don't have any leadership. And in my days of President Reagan, you saw leadership. And we don't have it now, and it's really frightening, Kevin. Thank you.
Hey, Bob, I'm so glad you called. And this is a buddy of mine, by the way, just so you know. And he's got a wealth. Go through your resume, your military resume.
Well, no, it wasn't.